Hi, it's Daria Miranova. I got next.
You next up and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Kings and queens go hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
SLT Nation! Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. And we're talking about two amazing human beings who are doing big things and living out big dreams. And today, when we talk about the voices of tomorrow, today we got the voice of hockey in the building. It is a privilege and an honor. We've only touched the sport of hockey a couple of times, and now we are back at it, and this one is a special one. Journalist, sportscaster, record breaker, and history maker. That's right, Hockey on the Beach podcast. We got her. Here we go, Daria Miranova. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk Show. How are you today, Daria?
Wow, that was loud and awesome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hey, well, we're super excited to tell your story. This is going to be a great show. KT, I don't know how you're doing, but you line them up. If this is your first time checking out the platform, welcome to the show. I am your host, the mouth of the South, the B. Jones, a true Louisiana, Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, my partner in crime, the head coach, the architect, the guru, KT. Kevin, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, B. Jones. I mean, it's cold enough in Texas, man. It feels like a hockey rink right outside, though, man. But I'm doing great, know, man.
Hey, you think you get out there with the stick, KT? You think you can do a little something?
Now, listen, I can make it around, but I can't skate all fast. I definitely can't use a stick in. No, I can do it. No, I can.
Man, I got out there on that ice for 5 seconds, and I said my big ass need to get off this ice before I tap something up.
I skate, B. Jones. I can make it around without falling.
But not me.
When you put a stick and a puck, that changes the whole game. Nah.
And I got to fight too, maybe?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you ain't got no squabbles. All right, well, check this out. Let's pay the bills real quick before we get into Daria's amazing story, because I'm going to tell y'all she is fearless. Y'all ought to see her on the sidelines or whatever, on the side of the rink. She is fearless. She's talking to Giants every day. We need you guys to stick around and show us some love and some support. This is the part of the show where you get to help us out. You get to be the star. And on the count of three in Sports Life Talk tradition, smash that subscribe button and smash that like button, because it goes a long way to helping us channel and helping us to grow and to continue bringing on superstar and phenom guests like the one we have here today. On the count of three, Sports Life Talk Nation, let's go! 1, 2, 3, boom! Welcome to the family. And when I say family, I mean it. We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We do family members. And we are over 300 episodes into this journey. I promise y'all there's something for everybody. Just stick around, plug in, tap in with us, and watch this amazing growth happen, because you are going to be entertained and have a good time. And just like you will be today, because without further ado, I'm the mouth of the South. She is the mouth of the rink. We got her, the coldest sportscaster and journalist in hockey right now. Introducing Daria Miranova. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk initiation.
Thank you, guys. And I'm trying not to smile.
So, because, yeah, go ahead and tell everybody why you're not trying to smile. Go ahead and tell them.
Oh, I have to, guys. I mean, it's really weird, but it's a true story. So basically, I had a baby tooth, and it was all good. The doctor said that I can live with it through my whole life. But I really lost the root itself. So it was time maybe to take it out. And I decided to do that because all my life I was scared that I'm going to be on live TV and all of a sudden it just falls out. Like, I was really scared. I understand that it might be really cool because people will talk about it. They will see hockey more. But no,
you would have went viral. You would have went viral if that happens.
See, but I don't want attention to myself. I want attention to hockey. That's the story, not me, the game. So I was like, okay, great. I was working on that, getting the new implant and tooth. And suddenly yesterday, it was just brushing my tooth. It fell out. I was like, oh my God, no, we're going to have the show tomorrow. What am I going to do? And I was like, I'm just going to be like a hockey player. Now I'm the real hockey girl. Just don't make me smile because I'm going to be like this.
That's true passion. That's true passion right there.
All right. To initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Woo! You know what? That's a hard one because I am a music junkie. And I think music, that's what saves our day. It's like when you're sad, when you feel good, music, that's what it's all about. But, of course I have to talk about Rihanna, the Super Bowl. Yeah. Rihanna is back and I always love her. So Rihanna is my number one. Whitney Houston. Unfortunately, it's been like 11 years since she's gone. But I'm not sure if you guys watched that movie that just came out about 2 months ago. I was crying the whole movie because I love Whitney Houston and I still do. So I still listen to her. I'm the crazy fan. Beyonce. Oh my God. Am I listening only girls?
Hey, I love it though. Your roster is banging right now though. I love it. All right. Let's keep it going. Rihanna, Beyonce, Whitney.
Okay. I need a guy. Jay-Z.
I thought you was going to go Mariah Carey next. I thought you were going to Mariah Carey next.
Jay-Z. Yeah. You know what? Bonnie and Clyde song. I listened to it at least a few times a week. How old is that song? I mean, it's been a while, but I love it. It's like my number one of all times. Okay. So Jay-Z and Beyonce. Who's going to be my number five? Number five. Think faster. I can't. Sam Smith.
I like Sam Smith. Hey, that new Sam Smith.
Yeah, Unholy.
Hey, that new Sam Smith, my wife was listening to it. I was just in there doing some work one day and I was like, what is she jamming to? I had to come out there and she was like, this is that new Sam Smith. It just came out like 2 weeks ago. So shout out to Sam Smith, brother. You got a banger. I promise y'all gonna be hearing about that album in the next couple of months.
Yes, Sam Smith. And he's really good for the voice because, when I usually go to my broadcasts, I try to sing because that's what tunes my voice. And I really love
Sam Smith. I need to start doing that. I'm going to start listening to Sam Smith and singing it.
All right. So we like to rank everybody's top five. The highest you can get is five. But for you and what you're going through right now, being a true fan of hockey and a student of the game, B. Jones, she said, Whitney Houston, Beyonce, Rihanna, Jay-Z. I can't give her less than five, so that's she probably can take me out too. All right, so give her. Stay with me, B. Jones. Stay with me. You see what I did there?
Stay with me.
Give her eight. Give her eight. We're giving her 8 minus. So we gave you over the five. So.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So yeah.
I was like, what?
She was like, wait a minute, Aaron. She was like, what just happened? She was like, what just happened right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I got the points.
Yeah, we hooked you up. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
The superhero, like for real?
It could be for real or it could be somebody that's in your life.
Well, if it's not the real person, it would be Thor.
Okay, Thor. So is it more because of how he looks?
No, because he's so strong. He has the power of the lightning. I would like that power.
All right, so
I don't know why.
What was
Thor? I like Thor too.
Yeah. What's her name? Jane Foster?
Yep. Jane Foster? Yeah. I would be me.
Yeah, I got you, but I'm trying to just put you in the character for Thor. So we got Jane Foster.
No, I would be a guy. I would be a guy, the Thor himself.
Oh yeah, yeah, but you know, I got you. So since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
Oh, OMG. You know what I was like, the first thought that I got? Beyonce. Diva is a female version of a hustler.
Hustler, of a hustler, the diva. Hey, that song go hard though. But look, I like the way Daria did it though. Do it again, Daria.
No, look at me, I'm all red now.
You're having a good time. That's what we love to do. All right, so if you could shadow anyone for a week and learn from them, who would it be and why?
Oh my god, that's a hard one. Oh, I'm gonna sound like a really old person who knows it all. You know, I learned English by watching Golden Girls. Yes, so I love them too. And so then there was a time when I guess, you know, all my fellow students were watching whatever they were watching, and I was watching Oprah and Barbara Walters on The View. So Oprah or Barbara Walters, well, I'm not gonna meet her anymore, but that would be two women who I would like, well, openly Oprah now, who I would like to meet and just feel her energy. And Barbara Walters, I credit her. She might be the main reason why I became a journalist. It wasn't always about sports for me. I was in politics and economics at some point. I just switched to sports because it's more passionate and it's more like me. But yeah, Oprah and Barbara Walters are two women that gold medalists for me.
Yeah, that's two.
I love it. Right, I love there. That one.
All right, so if you're watching the show and you're thinking about hitting that subscribe button, please do so. Leave us your top five, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. On behalf of the SLT Nation, want to welcome DM. That's DM, B. Jones. We're giving it
DM.
DM to our family. So go ahead and take it away, brother.
It's going down in the DM. All right. Daria Marinova, welcome to the show. We are super excited to talk to you about your incredible journey. Now, let's take this thing back to the beginning. How did you fall in love with hockey, though? Like you say you moved over to sports, but I mean, hockey is that's one of those sports, like, you got to be a monster. Like, these are dudes who are, I mean, like, this is the only sport I know you're allowed to squabble. Just, right down on the ice. So, like, why hockey?
You know what? That, I guess, has to do that me being Russian. You know, Canadians, they probably more into hockey now that I'm here and I can compare. But in Russia, only two major sports exist, hockey and soccer. And because of my last name, I found just one day I was going, when my dad wasn't home, he doesn't speak English, he will not know. I was going through my dad's stuff and I found this like sports banner, and there were two guys with the same last name. And I was like, oh my God, those hockey players are my uncles because they have the same last name. And I think that's somewhere it's all started, because later on when I met those guys, they used to play in the NHL. One of them is a coach in the KHL in Russia right now. So when I met them, they were like, yeah, let's just say that we're related. It's all good.
Now, what was the growth process? So first off, you got to learn how to be a TV personality and the journalist, right? But not only do you have to try to study your craft, but at the same point, you're learning a game and you have to be an expert at this game at the same time. What kind of challenges did you run up against, and how difficult was that to learn basically two different things at the same time and bring them together and to become an excellent how you have been?
You know what? I don't have like one answer to that, because I don't even know how I learned the game. I think it's like somewhere inside. I don't know why. Like, it's in my blood. Because I remember when I first got into journalism and when I was watching the games, I would talk to hockey players and each one of them would say, oh, you know the game. I'm like, really? How do I know the game? I don't know how. It's like, it's the same for basketball, soccer. It's like you feel it. I think to be really into it, you have to feel it. You can't really learn. I mean, you can learn the stats, you can learn the rules, but to be into the sport, you really have to feel it. It's any sport. It's like, it's your soul. So somehow I know it. What you do need to learn yet, how to handle different situations. Obviously, when, oh, I'm sorry, my cat is here. She wants to be in the show too. Bye. To be in the sport, you know, and no one teaches you that. Like when you just start, obviously, especially like Russian hockey players, you know, they ask you for dates and it's like you need to get an interview, but they ask you for dates. And it's like when you're just starting, you don't know how to handle that. And the time goes by and you become so ruthless. You become the strong, you know how to reject people, you know how to say no. But I would say that was my number one problem growing up in this sport, that people would ask you to date. Actually, you know, just a few months ago, I was about to interview ECHL player. And I already talked to the team's media guy. He was like, yeah, if you know him, you can just handle him. I'm like, yeah, sure. And we were about to, we were sat on the interview, you know, already all going. As I was driving to his, where was he driving? Like next to the ring. And I got the message and he was like, I'm so hungry. Let's go out. I'm like, what? No, we're going for an interview. I'm not going to go eat. I don't want to eat, you know. 3 o'clock, that's when we set to have an interview. I am not going out anywhere with you. So I just blocked this guy.
So you didn't go to the interview?
No, I blocked him because, you know, the whole message, it wasn't just, you know, I'm just trying to make it short because I was really offended. And I was like, oh my God.
I got you.
If I report it to the team, they will just kick him out because people are really serious about that stuff right now. Yeah. I'm just trying to make a short version. Yeah, but
No, I like it. I like it. I got what you're saying. So how tall are you, Daria?
5'7".
So you 5'7", and you go into this locker room, and these dudes are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". Like, these hockey players are huge. They are some big dudes. Like, do you feel like when you come in there, you have to kind of make yourself bigger than, you know, bigger than what you really are? Or how do you command their respect? Because you just brought up an excellent point. You are a beautiful young lady. I'm pretty sure a lot of guys find you attractive. So, I mean, how do you command that respect and that attention, being such a small person in a room full of giants?
I guess that's just my presence, because I've heard some players like behind the back, they would say, she acts like she's the queen. And I guess that's how you have to put yourself in the moment. Yeah. Because when you're surrounded, you're a girl, you're surrounded by the guys. Some of them, I remember like my first times when I went to NHL locker rooms, some of the guys, they don't care. So they just walk around in their towels, like half, you know, you can see. And it's like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? Should I run away? And that's how you said in your mind, I'm a journalist, I'm here to work. It's not about being female or male. I'm just working. I need to get the interview and that's it. Just be gone. And as the time goes by, you just stop it. Paying attention to that, and you're just like, you know what? I'm the journalist. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl. You're going to respect me. I just need my stuff. I need my interview, and bye-bye.
When did you realize that you were really good at this, though? Like, I love your confidence. Your confidence is crazy. When did you realize that you were really good at journalism and you were really good on the sideline and, like, you were like, hey, I think I could do this as a career?
I have no idea when that happened. You see, it's like, I can tell the story about sports. I love sports, the energy, the people, but it's so hard to talk about myself because I'm not the main story. I think I've already said that. And it's just, you know, the time. You need to practice. You need to practice. You need to do stuff. And that's how you gain confidence. And I think all the negative comments that you get, they actually help you too. That's what makes you stronger. Like if you don't break when you get the negative stuff, that's how you become stronger. See, I'm like, I'm answering your question and I'm processing that information.
Well, that's another thing. Like play by play, you got to process information pretty fast, right? I mean, because you're watching the game, you're taking in the information, you're delivering it, and you're trying to make it to where it's palpable. It's digestible for the fans, right? We don't know really the sweet science of it. So you don't want to go too technical, but at the same point in time, you want to make it to where a fan can enjoy themselves and listen to the play calling. Is there a certain technique that you use, or is there a certain recipe or a certain process that you go through to make sure as these games are happening, you can convey the energy, you can convey the excitement while not making it too technical or making it too boring? Is there a balance there, or how do you pull that off?
Yeah, it's, you learn, you know, you just learn, you go and learn. Well, you know, a few things, like I remember when I was doing just the sidelines, the way I prepare myself, I would have, like, I would have books for one broadcast. It's like, I would have so much information. Obviously, I wouldn't use it. I would use like 10% of it. And I could understand that I have so much information in me. I want to share more. And I texted Leah. She's so nice. It's so sweet. And I was just like preparing to do the play-by-play thing. And I would ask her advice because I was doing color. I was doing play-by-play for women's hockey. I was doing play-by-play in color for NHL in Russian. But it's just not the same when you do play-by-play all by yourself, when you know that you are that person who's supposed to rule this game and the other person who's the caller just there to support you. And he, of course, it's Russia. They don't have that many women broadcasters. He will just, you know, support you a little bit, but you are the main person of that broadcast. And it's, you know, like Russia is just so different. I know it's hard to explain. Even in the 21st century, they just still don't treat women fairly. I know a lot of women over here say that, you know, we need more respect in sports, but it's nothing compared to what it's like in Russia. Even in women's hockey, they don't have female coaches. I mean, it's that bad. It's a, my cat is just, she wants
to. Oh, she okay.
Can you hear her?
She want mama to get off of there and play with her. That's what it is. She wants some attention.
Yeah. Well, no, she's the homeless. She's like former homeless cat from Russia. That's why she probably has her opinion too. So you just. Yeah, you guys. She has some stuff to say. So it's hard to find the balance, but you just have to learn, and you have to like not care about the noises around you. Just focus on your job, and you do not need to think about what people think about you, because you have to understand if you are doing play-by-play or color, you are at this point because you already have done something right and good, that you have a trust from your bosses. You need to go. And you need to do your best. That's all that matters. And after my first play-by-play thing, I knew that I felt confident. I felt so good. I was happy and satisfied. I didn't care about what people will say, but it's really strange because I only got, like, you know, face-to-face, I only got the positive comments. Probably there was some other stuff somewhere around the internet. I don't know. I don't read that. So, and I just knew that it was a major step for me to do, as a girl, to do the play-by-play thing. And I've done that, but in Russia, the things just don't get acknowledged. And it was, like, I guess I have to say it because that matters. It was KHL playoffs last year. It was March. And the invasion of Ukraine already started. And I think the ratings, TV ratings, were falling down for sports because people cared about other stuff. And that's the only reason the bosses felt like, oh, we're just going to throw that girl under fire.
Oh, right now. Gotcha. Yeah.
Because they had millions of chances and they never wanted to do that. And suddenly, like, oh, someone needs to save the day. Which is gonna get the girl, who's gonna do play-by-play, KHL playoffs. It's like, people watch that. And that's it, I was done. I think that was the only reason. Because I was doing a bunch of other stuff, color, play-by-play, but it wasn't that major. No one paid attention to that. And all of a sudden, yeah, I was, you know, everybody talking about me for 2 days.
That's a true superhero story, though. That's how it happens, though. That's like we could do a movie on you, Dari. Hey, we could do a movie on you, Dia. Like, hey,
don't make me smile.
Well, I'm gonna tell you who won't be smiling in a second. It's KT. Daria Marinova, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show where you are now officially calling all the shots. Have you ever played Would You Rather before?
No, but I watched your show and I know how people do it.
All right, cool. So you already know what time it is. You already know how this thing is going to go down. So the rules are very simple. Both Kev and I will make a pitch to you. Whichever one of these pitches make the most sense to you, one of these scenarios make the most sense to you, you select that host. That host gains a point. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds. And Kevin is on a hot streak right now, so I got to give it to him. He is on a tear. So let's let him get it kicked off, KT. Let's go.
All right. Would you rather become the owner of your own NHL franchise or
become a legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster for any professional NHL team of your choice?
The first one.
you want to own your own franchise?
Of course.
Of course, B. Jones.
Yeah.
Of course. You better stop doing that to people like that.
She threw media out the window real quick. Like,
didn't you?
Y'all get out of there with that. I want my own team. Hey, ain't nobody trying to do all that research. All right, let's go. Round number two.
I want to explain my point because I have a degree in bachelor's degree in business. And actually, before even getting into broadcasting, I was thinking about becoming sports manager.
Okay. So that's your true background.
No. It's even worse. You see, I'm sorry. You guys probably, I'm the first Russian, right? So basically, I was into journalism, but my dad, because he was born in the USSR, like they wouldn't give you a choice. So my dad was like, what kind of career is that journalism? No, do the business part. So I had to transfer from journalism into business and pretend. It's still journalism. It's media. Yeah.
I like it. All right. Round two.
Would you rather host your own cooking show where you interview athletes and celebrities as they take you to their favorite places to eat in their hometowns or
start your own hockey YouTube series in which you get to interview professional hockey players, professional celebrities, and visit rinks all around the world and teach the game of hockey?
I already have done the second part, so let's go with the first one.
Sorry about that, B. I mean, it be like that sometimes. Okay, so for round three, we have a segment on our show which you can watch Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central right here on our YouTube channel where we introduce the latest shoe that's coming out. We call it The Drop. So for this round, Daria, we're going to present both of us going to present a shoe to you. Whichever one you pick, that host wins this episode. Well, round three, because I already won the host.
Oh, look at this dude there.
I know. So if you could, just count us down from three.
3, 2, 1.
That's so. Which shoe would you prefer?
Well, of course, that one that has the pink or peach. What is that?
Yeah, that's pink.
Yeah.
That's pink.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Look at me. Yeah, I have some pink. Love it.
I thought this was kind of an NHL feel, right? Like a hockey. It's kind of got the black from the hockey shoes, but it's got the feminine contrast with the pink. So that's why I went with that one. Too bad you didn't pick any of my other ones, because then we would have been celebrating. But congratulations, KT.
Cue my music. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks to you. B. Jones, I got to do this again. That's not just one. That's not two. That's not three. That's not even four, B. Jones. That is I'm Booker T. That's five times I've won this. So
wow.
Thank you. So much for watching.
It's amazing. All I know is one day after a show, you start crying about the question, and you ain't lost since.
Maybe you should cry a little bit.
I'm gonna be a man about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, real men cry sometimes, B. Jones. Real men cry.
I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna be a hockey player about it. You know what I'm saying? Let me take one of my teeth out. I'm gonna be a grown man in the rink about it. Ain't gonna do no crying.
See, I'm trying not to smile right now.
You are fine. You are beautiful, Daria. Stop it. Take your hand down. All right. Well, the title of the show is Sports Life Talks. You got next. We already know you a dope one. We know you cool, calm under pressure. You could go out there with the Giants. But now that we following with you, right? Now that you Sports Life Talk family, what does the future hold for you, Daria?
Well, I need to go get fixed my tooth.
That's what's really next, huh? Next stop is going to be the dentist. Then after that, what are we going to do?
Well, I have big plans after I do that. I'm just going to go do more stuff over here, hockey-wise, even though I still want to make sure that people in Russia, the true hockey fans, get, you know, some information about NHL. I still think that I have to do something over here. And I'm not sure yet. It's like I feel like I'm doing, I don't know, it's like the second round of my life. I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to be. It's definitely going to be media. It's definitely going to be sports. But in the last 6 months, I've been doing more basketball. So I'm just trying to figure out, yeah, if I will shift. Because like there's a lot of college basketball going on. You know it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to learn as soon as I fix my tooth, and I will be able to go back on air.
All right.
So normally in the show, I ask for like shout outs, but I know your situation. I don't want you to mention any names of people or anything like that.
I can. A very nice person. You will love her. She actually represented Team China in China. She plays hockey. She's the goalie. She's from Vancouver. And she also played in Russia. But once again, Kim Newell, she's awesome. Imagine that. She's a girl. She's from Vancouver. But she represented Team China at the Olympics.
All right, so BJ, that was her nomination.
All right, Kim Mule. So we will be reaching out to you, Kim. We got to get you. I think, Kim, you will be the first hockey player to touch Sports Life Talk Nation. So we are super, super excited about you. We need you. So be looking out for us. But Daria, you're fearless. You're a trailblazer. You're a trendsetter. You're a record breaker. You're gorgeous. You are all that and a bag of chips and more. And I promise you the future is super bright for you. Daria Miranova, you got next.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, if y'all are listening to this and you still hung around with us for 30 minutes, we appreciate it. Hey, we know it's fun, but we need your support. Please smash that subscribe button. Smash that like button. Leave us your comments below. It don't matter. I don't care. Even if you say, hey, B. Jones, we hate you. Leave it. I don't know. I'll talk back to you. Let's go. Hey, then come hang out with us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We stream on YouTube. If you smash the bell notification, you'll be notified. It is not just a normal sports show. It is sports. It is life. We're creating the conversation. We're creating the community. And come be a part of that lively conversation. KT, what am I missing, man? I don't know, brother. I'm a little disappointed,
I'm
you know.
I'm missing a tooth.
Come on, KT. Let's join her, KT.
Right now, man, it's I'm just on a hot streak, and I know your time is coming, brother. So just hang in.
I won't win another one. He'll start crying again. I ain't worried about it.
Nah, they're crying. It's all over. But hey, thank you so much for coming on and rocking with us. We really appreciate it. Whatever you need from us, please let us know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, Daria, welcome to the family. We can't wait to meet you. Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
Stay with me.
Me.
She was craziest. I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next.
Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talkie mushroom, you are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah, I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next, tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. Next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking sports like
Life talking-ish.